36. So conclusion of what I was saying that the problem is the problem did not come from the problem here didn't come from outside. It's very clear it didn't come from outside. You know? It's just your own mind made up your life problem. Your life problem just made up your mind. It's simply by your concept. Depending on what you label. That is it. So basically none of this problem comes from outside. You can see very clear. It's totally to do with your mind. You know? So both are superstition. You see the four desirable objects is attachment to that is superstition. What if here so this in the meeting the undesirable object also superstition. So everything is just concept, you see. To stop this. Emptiness, such a high subject, you see, emptiness and like that, without talking those things, realizing that this human body is so precious, qualified to air freedom tendencies, and that you can achieve three great meanings with this, all the happiness which you wish you can achieve. This, and you can cause the numberless endeavors. The happiness to others, then you can think about it. Happiness this life, happiness all the computer lives, you can cause this. They liberate for some time, you can cause this. Enlightenment, you see, great liberation causes all some things. With this perfect human body, by practicing Dharma, unbelievable what you can do to numberless endeavors. And the difficult, this only just about once, and this is a difficult one again, and then especially the impairments. So especially impairments that can happen any time. The death can happen any day, any time. So now, by thinking especially this subject, nature of the life, then immediately this superstitious mind, Why attachment is superstition? In Tibetan called Namdo. Why the attachment is superstition? There's no such object what the attachment believes. Grasp. There's no such object as the attachment grasp. You see, if you analyze, there's such thing. It's like, you know, in the dream, you see things and you get attached to. You see beautiful things. In the dream, you see beautiful things, beautiful bodies, you know. Beautiful body, beautiful flower. I must say beautiful flower. Shouldn't have missed that. Anyway, so in the dream, you see these things, then you're attached to that, you see. So you can see that one is superstition. Because you know that doesn't exist. in the dream, the object where you get attached to doesn't exist. So it's exactly the same. Okay? Exactly the same what you mean when you're not sleeping. The dream, you see. So here, you see that these four desirable objects, however, all these things I mentioned before, all these things, appeared something real. Real one, in a sense, existing from the outside. All these, you see, these are objects, something real, in a sense, existing from the outside. not miserable, even though they receive material and these prayers or their reputation or their comfort, however, all the friends, the money and all these things, food, clothing, so, however, even though they are merely imitated by mind, what they are is what's merely imitated by mind. So that's what you discover when you analyze how they exist. Is the main name merely imitated by mind? But to our hallucinated mind, they all appeared something real in the sense existing from the inside. So something independent, and even the most gross, you see, hallucination there. Nothing to do with your mind. Never came from your mind. Nothing to your mind. So extreme, unbelievable gross hallucination. So what I was saying, the beginning of the talk, I think one of the beginning talks. So here there's all the false view of the four schools of Buddhist philosophers from the Baba Shiva school. The like Lama Pavitava, this one school. So you see, it exists there. As a permanent appearance is permanent, existing alone without dependent parts, without dependent on cause conditions, existing with its own freedom. So it's all that. So from the mathematical school, second one, Prasangika school, see, something extra than what is merely labeled by mind, something additional from what is merely labeled by mind. So the gacha object attribute from Prasangika school, you see, view from there, and the rangyuba, the so on. there's a very specific translation you've done according to the Tibetan word, but totally existing from society, absolutely totally without appearing to the undefeated, valid mind, and that undefeated valid mind labeling, see, so it's there, so it. So, all the different, the minor school, the high all the schools, four schools, different, four schools of Buddhist philosophers, they find the view of wrong view. Their own kind of gacha, or their own wrong view. It's everything there. So, anyway, on top of all this, the very last one, very gross, extreme gross, that's permanent and existing alone without the past, existing with some form without the cause condition. So everything there. So then on top of this, by believing, letting alone your mind to believe on this past hallucination, then thinking this is a good, you see, then the attachment rises. So you see, then the attachment rises. On all this big power of hallucination, then the attachment rises. So you can see now what attachment, grasp or apprehend, not there. So that's why it's superstition, the attachment, how it is superstition. It's called Tibetan called Namdo, how the delusions are superstition. And the king of the superstition is, of course, the ignorance. The concept of holding things as truly isn't. You know? Yeah, so that's sorry. it became again long. Now I forgot where I came from. Forgot from where it came. I didn't try to explain what Dharma is. Then anyway, so now here, before I expand, you see Dharma. You know what I mean? Dharma, which brings happiness, benefit when you die. But you see, beyond from this life, up to enlightenment, which brings happiness. beyond from this life. So, so we talked. I talked about, you see, non-virtues, then it's in suffering, the rebirth of the suffering transmigration. Okay, virtue, then you see, you have rebirth of the body of the happy transmigration. See, so this from virtue to the happiness in the future lives, non-virtue and suffering. So therefore we see here, so here's solution, you can see very clearly Dharma. The virtue is Dharma, you see. The positive thought, the virtue thought, and actions. How much about that? Dharma. So therefore, if you don't want suffering after this life, you know, those suffering, rebirth, you know, unhappiness, as the happiness visualized, the body of the happiness might be, then there's no other way. Only practice Dharma. So I'm saying here, why we need to practice Dharma? See, what's Dharma? Now that just simple, very simple way to. So all the happiness in future life, you know, perfect, beautiful bodies to, in all the future lives to have beautiful body, and wealth, to have long life, and all the things you see, has come from Dharma, has come from virtue. So therefore, we need to practice Dharma in this life. So then, then even more important, then you see liberation from samsara, the ultimate happiness. Liberation of free forever from the oceans of samsara suffering and cause to lose karma. So, this is much more important to each of this, need to each of this. Then now Dharma practice becomes even much, that only through Dharma, you can, that only through Dharma by actualizing path, on the Four Noble Truths, realizing suffering, true suffering, true cause of suffering, then cessation, then you actualize the true path, then you actualize cessation of the suffering. this is Dharma. See, to be free forever, the cycle of death and rebirth, all these things, all these sufferings, free forever, then must practice Dharma. This is what you wish. Then especially the great liberation, full enlightenment, the cessation of all the, not only gross defilements, but subtle defilements, and completion of all the qualities of realization. So, perfect qualities of omniscience, you know, all omniscience and perfect compassion and power, to be able to liberate the numberless sentient beings from the oceans of samsara suffering and bring it into full enlightenment. So, which is the main purpose of our life? Which is the main goal of our life? So, now to practice Dharma, So this is the best one. This is the best one. So to achieve enlightenment for some things. So one is to engage in the path to achieve enlightenment for some things. So this is the Dharma. So now here is Dharma. How so important, the most important in life, you see. Now here, the third, then this last one is the most important. So now, as I was talking before, how this, attachment, the natural suffering, you know, by following attachment, it only gives you dissatisfaction, the fundamental suffering. Then because of this, then you engage many in the karmas. Harm others, kill, steal, take lives, so you engage so many in the karmas, harm others, harm yourself, because of the dissatisfaction. This, the attachment cause. So now here, brings so many problems in the life. And the thing is, these negative thoughts, attachment obscures mind. So therefore now, even you don't accept reincarnation, karma, even you don't accept next life, liberation, enlightenment, but you want happiness in this life. But still, you want a happy this life. So, even in that case, you need to practice Dharma. Since you want this life, you don't accept all other things, but you want this life happy. And in that case, you need to practice Dharma. Why? Because I just described, you see, all this nature of this mind, and these things, you see. Because attachment to the first desirable object, then you have all this worry, fear, all this undesirable object meeting, seeing that. This is all this life. So, all that part of the life problem, because of the attachment to the first desirable object. And even you succeed this, that what still life is suffering. So, it's kind of the nature of the thought, what affects you, you see. So, that's. since you don't want to suffer in this life, you know, you want happiness. So therefore one needs to practice contentment, renunciation. You need to be free from, you need to let go this disturbing, obscuring, negative attitude, the desire, clinging, grasping this area. You need to let go. So renunciation, you see. So you need to practice Dharma, the renunciation. Letting go desires, you need to practice that, no choice. If you want happiness, peace, you want to get satisfaction, you see, no choice. So, you think only this life, you see, do not accept all those other things, just want this life, one life. But since you want happiness, no choice, you have to practice renunciation, you see. When you have relationship problem, desire problem, relationship problem, unbelievable confusion, one after another, you know, one after another. So yeah, so since one doesn't want that, it's like being in hell, you know. You're not in hell, but mentally in hell. You see. So you don't want that, then you have to let go desire. So that's Dharma. You have to let go desire, no choice. That's only what's left, solution. So that's Dharma. And also I mentioned the other day, when you are, if you don't practice patience, always you follow anger, then it breaks your relationship. In the family, you see, relationship between you and children, you and husband, you and wife, and parents, so friends, if you don't practice patience, you see, so you pray all this. So, cause disturbance, unhappiness to others, and unhappiness to yourself. So you don't accept then. Then you see, also, you don't practice patience, it becomes obstacle also in your job. then you get upset, you say something to the boss, you know, boss, the people who are working in the office, or so they get, you know, they say something, they do something excellent, they say something, you see, boss says something, that then you get angry, you don't participate, you get angry, then you say something negative, with anger, comes on negative. Then they get angry, then they get fired, you, then they say, then the boss, or they answer other people, then you lose your job. So the so there was one story happened. One Tibetan boy in the United States, one Tibetan boy didn't get a job for years. And then the mother looked for a job. No, the mother. Kishe Sovereign, which is two attendants. One attendant who disrupt. So he has good job. Very powerful job. So then he helped the Tibetan boy to find a job. didn't find for years. And job. Then now he found a job, good job. So the same is doing the shop anyway. They're going to have a party, you know. So the lady, not the main boss, but the head of the attendant staff, I think. So put table outside, put in the cookies, you know, for the party. But the party to happen after 1 hour or something like that. So what happened? So this Tibetan boy didn't know, so he started eat cookies. Then the lady who is in charge, you see, told her it's not time yet. You know, the party is later, not time yet. Then I think he got upset. You know, she told, you don't eat, you see, not time yet. So, and the boy got upset. So then they get, elegant, so he got upset. Then next day, then tomorrow he didn't have a job. He was, kicked out. So the boss, you know, then, what do you call piled here. So that. So anyway, so if one does not practice patience, then you see, it brings also a lot of obstacles in the job. So successful job, successful, obviously. So anyway, then you have a lot of difficulties with the others. So therefore now here, you want to have a continual stable job, and you want everybody to be happy with you. So. You see, no question. If you don't practice patience, you always fall anger. So then you don't achieve your wishes. So therefore, here it became one of the extremely important educational practice to practice patience, to train my patience. So now here. It's easy against remedial anger, practice patience, remedial anger. So that's dharma. You see, practice patience, you know, remedial anger, to pacify anger, to stabilize anger. So that's dharma. That's pure dharma, and the living with desire is pure dharma. You see, so that when you practice compassion, that's pure dharma. When you practice loving kindness, it's pure dharma. So you have to. So you see, Even who doesn't accept all the other things, but since the person wants happiness in his life, in the practice of dharma, no choice. So when you do this practice, few examples I mentioned, you see, that's pure dharma, not just acting dharma, not just the looking dharma, but not real dharma, not dharma, but it has become pure dharma. The the reciting, the making offerings, reciting prayers, doing meditation, making charity, reciting prayer, meditation, all these. So they can be looking. If the motivation did not become dharma, then they can look. They can look at spiritual dharma, but not real dharma. See, So the person person appears really as a person, but not Dharma Krishna, but not real Dharma Krishna. See, kind of like that. But here in this case, you know, when you practice patience, even though you accept, you only think of happiness life. But you see, when you practice patience, see, you know, and through anger, when you practice loving kindness, compassion, you see, so the ego, that time ego, self-chasing, just you can undo that, you know, chasing others when you practice. So letting go desire, so that's real pure Dharma. So therefore, even what you want is only happiness, nothing else. doesn't accept happiness, future life, you know, liberation from samsara, enlightenment, even one doesn't accept those. but still, this is no choice. Have to practice Dharma. See, so yeah, so that. otherwise, it'll be next year. Thank you. So the another meaning of another definition of Dharma is any action of Holy Spirit mind that becomes antidote to delusion. Like when we have sicknesses, then we take a medicine that is antidote to each different sicknesses. So like that to heal, see. So when our action of body mind become any of the action of body mind become Dharma, antidote to delusion, and then that becomes Dharma. So one of the definitions of that. so the one before, even you don't believe the reincarnation karma, reincarnation karma, you know, and the liberation from samsara, enlightenment, even you don't accept those things, but since you want happiness, then still you need to practice Dharma. So that part of the expression I did, you see how it becomes Dharma. You know, so when you have relationship problems in particular, and when you want in the business life, when you are so much, when you're looking for, so much expansion and so much, you know, when you achieve million, then you want to, when you achieve 100,000, when you achieve 1,000, then when you want to 10,000, when you want to achieve 10,000, then you want 1,000, when you succeed, when you're able to make money to 1,000, then you want a million, when you get a million, then when you blin, when you go blin, when you go zillion, when you go zillion and trillion. So, then unbelievable, I say, so many things you wanted, you know, then so much worry, fear, not happening, those things, and that will not be succeed in the future, or that is not happening now. So this the life is in so much confusion, so much problem. So when you desire so much desire, see. So the antidote to renunciation, so letting let go. So they reduce, so to solve the problem, so you reduce the desire. So it's let go. So that's renunciation. Letting go, you see. letting go, the desire, that which from where like roots spread out, like branches spread out, main tree, you see, like so many problems, you know, 100,000 or so many problems, but come from one thing, the desire. So antidote to let go. So that's renunciation, you see. And then brings immediately satisfaction in your heart. You see, with empty heart, then you feel the satisfaction, peace, the peace and happiness. So then, healthy mind, and when the mind is healthy, then your body is healthy. You know, blood circulation, all that, so forth, heart and all these things, you see, healthy, body become healthy. So that in nowadays there's so many research from City Boston University, and so many research that has been the last you know quite a number of years, and they all proved that you know the meditation, meditation is so important. The mind, when you make the mind bring peace stably, then is how that helps for health and body, you see, and also particular compassion. When general person who think of others in the daily life, cherishing others, you see, think of others first. Whoever who is concerned with others, then who has more compassion to others, then they discover, you see. discovered that it helped the physical health, you know. There's something true about heart, some heart disease. It is proved they could not find. The people have compassion. The researchers could not find that some heart disease, you know, that something they could not find that. So they proved. That definitely makes difference in the health for the health of the body. And also, one Indian doctor in Delhi, but when I say Indian, but probably, I don't know how here, but generally may sound, now India is becoming a very developed country anyway. So even though it was regarded very primitive, third country or primitive, you see. But how about in the West, many doctors, many excellent doctors are Indians in the West. So, was excellent about Sarah Geshe Chabathecho. When he was in England, the Mandushir Institute, you see, which was an epidemic center before, so Geshe Chabathecho was there to teach him philosophy, and Geshe Kesama was to teach him. The alumni and the alumni and Tantra come to some of that. So anyway, that's okay. Champagne was, had some health problems. so then he went to London, he was taken to London to see doctor, the top doctor. So he went on and on and on. And when he reached this very, very big hospital, then he went to see the top doctor. So then he saw that, when he went to see him, then there was an Indian, he was shocked. You see, so it's Indian. So because the idea of Indians kind of, law and maybe undue or something, you see. So Geshe-la was shocked when he saw that very top, most expert doctor in London, that the hospital is the Indian. So anyway, you see, this is a talk. Anyway, so the doctor in Delhi mentioned that, what causes the heart attack and things that this particular doctor from Delhi said through his analysis, if you say thinking others bad, so when you put negative label on other people, so he this doctor's research was the cause of the a heart attack and things, blood supply heart or something, and the health caused the health problem. And they go to that doctor. So anyway, that's anyway. I'm sure that many people who die by heart attack or with that kind of negative thoughts. I'm sure that you see many. You see, you put a negative label, you put a negative label on the situation, then you believe in that, what you labeled, negative label, then appeared, after you believe that appeared negative, then you see negative, whether it's a person or what is life, your life situation. So then you get upset. You see negative, then you get upset, see? Then you feel bad. But originally, you see, it came from your mind, very clear, you see? So anyway, so what this doctor said has a, you know, has the truth. So anyway, definition of dharma, you know, antidote to whatever you do, whatever action the body's mind does, that become antidote to delusion, that become dharma. When it becomes antidote to delusion, that become dharma. So and that within that. Relating to this definition, then I bring, you know, people to bring all those other things, you know, brain has come, all this. But when it happens in this life, then definitely it's a dharma if one happens in this life. So all those other examples I mentioned, there's a real dharma, which becomes pure dharma, real dharma. what you do is, antidote to delusion, and then stops, like anger or desire, all these things, negative emotional, delusion, negative emotional thoughts stop rising. It controls it, stop rising, or only rising, it gets stopped. You see, so all that, so it's pure dharma. It becomes pure dharma, then, then you see, then, with worldly concern, you know, to have long life, to be, you know, only has sickness happened in this life, long life, healthy, you see, to gain power, wealth. Then you see, then Changman, for that reason, Changman, you know, doing meditation, rest, time, prayer for that. And that appeared dharma, but did not become dharma, all these things. Didn't become dharma. There's no question of pure dharma here. Become dharma but do not become pure dharma. There's no question over here. Did not become dharma at all. It appeared dharma, looking outside dharma, but the motivation is seeking happiness, this life, just you know, long life, healthy, and the world and power. You see, then for that reason, during prayers, reading sutras, doing prayers, meditation, or they make a charity and so forth. You see, so it did not become dharma at all. So you see, appeared dharma. So there, but then the other one was the person who don't accept it, all those things, but only this life, you know. But you see, happiness. But then you see, you actually practice there. You actually, do those things, you know, antidote to delusions. So that definitely stops delusion. Then that's of course, when something which stops delusion, could be the dharma. So I'm just comparing, you see. Often as soon as you say that the mind the minting, you know, the making the mind, you see, better, that which means that similar anyway, which is nature of impatience, you see, anger, and then you see the more and the tolerant, you see, more egoistic, you see, the and more the say. Caring others, you know, concern others, or compassion, and that we see. so that the which is mind, which is feels so much desire, then we see then we see making it more say, content, see, you know, satisfied, more content. So that, so this is mending the mind, you see. So this dharma. So, Geshe-sobhan-bhuche, you say that dharma, which protects you from self, which holds you up from falling down the lower realms. So that's that. It's kind of all coming, talking the same thing, but different way of expressing. See, holding you up from falling down the lower realm. Protecting the holding you up, you see, from falling down the lower realm. So in other words, protecting your mind, or they will say, protecting yourself, protecting, when you protect your mind, you protect yourself. So you protect from sufferings. When you practice dharma, you are protecting yourself from sufferings. How? Because when you are practicing dharma, so your mind, you see, this is guru devotion, you know, devotion guru, devotion guru dharma sangha, from non-devotion thoughts, you see, heresy, so forth. And then, which is virtue, and of course, enlightenment, you know. Ultimate happiness and you see, in temporal happiness, success. And then same thing. When your mind in the renunciation, you see, renunciation of this life, the desire, and clinging to this life, happiness. Then you have immediate happiness, peace, right there. Immediate peace and happiness in your life, in your heart, but also then there's happiness in future lives. You know, Dharma, actually, body, spirit, mind, what you're doing, with that renounced mind, you know, with that first Dharma, renunciation to this life, then ultimately, what you're doing with the body, spirit, mind, bringing cause happiness in future lives. So that also becomes a basis for liberation. So that's the first foundation for achieving liberation, renunciation to this life. Then there's renunciation to the future life, samsara. So that. then the mind is, when the mind is transformed into the bodhicitta, then you see. Not only the immediate peace and happiness, there's the happiness of future lives. Then also from that liberation from samsara, fully enlightenment. Liberation from samsara because of bodhicitta, you declare so much merit, and then you see you're able to realize emptiness. And then that's how able to seize the root of samsara, that's how you achieve the liberation from samsara. You see, with the help of the bodhicitta, which collects unconceivable limitless gas from merits all the time. You know, all the time when the mind is able to keep bodhicitta. So that so the body, by transforming the mind, the body, then the enlightenment when it's able to achieve, then all that happens in the future life, everything comes, you see. like that. So, you know, so the if your mind is selfish, and then you see, if it, then the opposite, you see, the opposite. No enlightenment, no liberation from them, then no happiness, which is like no happiness, life, all the opposite, all the sufferings. So, so your mind, when your mind transforms bodhicitta, you're protecting from self cherishing those, you're protecting all the, protecting from all the problem, all the shortcomings of self cherishing those, all those things, you see. So you can see here. then when you practice. So when you practice patience, and then you protect mind from anger, then harms to your, to yourself, harm to family, harm to society, harm to country, harm to this people in the country, harm to the world, harm to all sentient beings. You know, if you don't practice patience, the anger leaves negative imprint. Anger destroys. Anger destroys the marriage that have collected in the past. It destroys the marriage, and So as Bodhisattva Avatara explained that, you know, you see, rising anger 1 second, you see, it destroys the 1,000 years of the 1,000 years of good karma. You know, having a charity, so forth. Anyway. Made offering to Tathagatas, you know, going to bliss, means Buddha, so forth. And that you made it clear for 1,000 eons, and then 1 second, anger rising 1 second, get destroyed. That, see, as mentioned by the chapter, so like that, example like that, and so if you, let me see, so like that. it destroys, it's so harmful for happiness, because it destroys the cause of happiness, the virtues. See, like that, 1 second, and rising has harmful, 1,000 eons, that would come out of those, you put so much effort to get destroyed. So, like that, and then, it delays the realizations, you know. It delays the realizations. So like that, same, there's like the shortcomings, anger, that's, you know, they mentioned there, but like that, 1,000 years, their realizations get delayed. And not only destroy the marriage, but when that happens, that many years, eons, you see, realization get delayed that many years and eons. So shortcomings. Then you see, because by rising anger, it leaves negative imprint back on the mind. You know, it always leaves negative imprint back on the mental condition. So then, makes it more difficult in the future. There's so much negative imprint left the mind, and the future lives makes it very difficult to see, to practice patience, to control the anger. If you think of this life to life, you know, then it, you see, the anger can harm. For example, in this world, one person's anger can destroy the world. Many millions of people are one person's anger destroyed many millions of people. You see, it happened quite a number of times in the past already. You know, children's burned and in the fire, and, you know, so many, killed, you know. One person with influence, power, did not practice patience, you know, but the anger destroyed many millions of people. Happened quite a few times in this world history, really. So you can see like this. So anyway, if you think of from life to life, then the anger harms to all sentient beings. If you think of from life to life, you see, this life, rise in anger, not practice patience, little imprint back in the mind, then you see, like that makes you rise in anger. You creating cause to rise in anger again, you see. So, so much, you see. So, like, when you take life to life, then it harms all sentient beings. So it's extremely dangerous. So anyway, when you transfer your mind to patience, that means you're protecting from all these sufferings. all this suffering that you know, causes to yourself from life to life, you know, life to life, to life without end. Then you see to all the harms to cause the sentient being, other sentient beings, you see, from life to life. So yeah, that, you see, number sentient beings from life to life. So then it protects you from all those, all the sufferings other sentient beings receive, you see. So that so the dharma, you see, so protecting you. So you, that when you practice dharma, then you are protecting yourself from sufferings like that, cause of suffering and the result of sufferings. From negative karma, protecting from negative karma, engaging negative karma, then all the result of sufferings. So that. So how about now here? So then we to end of this is so when you when you practice dharma, the let go of the desire, you know, like the four desirable objects, and then dislike, because of that, then dislike the four undesirable objects. So when you when you're practicing dharma, when you're practicing this very first dharma, letting go or renunciation to this desire, you know, clinging to this life, you know, this first of object. So now, so then there's unbelievable peace and happiness. Whatever happens to your life, whatever change happens to your life, that whether this the comfort or the discomfort or the praise or criticism or bad criticism, reputation, receive material, not receive material, whatever happens in your life, whatever life situation happens, it doesn't disturb your mind, it doesn't affect your mind, because there's no the first dharma, the renunciation to this life, the letting go of this the desire, clinging to this first dharma object. So which means the desire, which means the clinging to this life. So therefore whatever happens in your life, this truth, these different situations, it doesn't affect your mind, and your mind is continuously stable, in the state of peace and happiness, and stable, and there's always happiness, whichever happens, there's always happiness in the life. So the pure dharma practitioner, those two things are equalized. The comfort, not having comfort, or the having reputation, having the praise or criticism, or the receiving material, however, you know, those two, is equalized, you know, same, is equalized to their mind, it's not to the explained. It's not to explained. There's a verses quotation that Arjuna sent to equalize those four disciples, the four disciples equalize. There's verses mentioned, so that. So that practitioner, so that is the definition of the pure Dharma practitioner, and also the greater part of the Sinhajan. So there are three capable beings. There are four capable beings. Higher capable being, middle capable being, lower capable being, and ordinary capable being, as Lama Disha explained in the 11th part of the enlightenment. So, the